99.3 Niger in for the sunny side. Hello and welcome. Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. It's 21 minutes past 1 p.m. Yeah, it's a Thursday. And let's see. I want to talk about the guy who called yesterday, the last caller who called yesterday. I can't believe half the things he said. Yeah, I really cannot believe it. And so, on one hand, I'm tempted to ignore. On the other hand, I know I made it a commitment to help out. So, this is for the caller who called yesterday. The last caller who called on the show yesterday. I hope you don't call me again. I really do hope. But that's for the first half of the things that you said, which is absolutely unconscionable. It was actually statements without thought, without reason. And, you know, I woke up at 5 a.m. and my mind was running through my events yesterday, and I realized that someone called this radio station to say what he said. And I can't even believe that he said it. And I wondered if this was just bondage or darkness. Like, what exactly could have made him even say that? But I'll wait. I'll wait for you. But the second part of your commentary, which was that God is, you don't know him. And so anything that references God goes above your head, practically just goes be above your consciousness. Well, that's not new. I mean, even some scientists are without belief. Einstein, for example, wrote something, and I want to share that with you. He said, oh, there is a God, but he is impersonal to me. So I want to give you a very good example. Do I have time on the clock? Probably I do. Let me just get to it. So I can give a very good example of your mother. If I asked you about your mother, you could say, oh, my mother is good. Now, remember, you think your mother is good. I probably might agree that your mom is good, but I don't know that your mom is good. So two things are going to happen. I either take it at your word that your mother is good, or I probably believe that your mother is good, or I don't believe that your mom is good. But to you, she's one thing, and that's good. You know why? Because you know her. And so in the same sense, off on a break. When I come back, I'll conclude my thought. We'll be right back. We're back. Okay, so I was on your, on the illustration about your mother. And so she's good because of your relationship, because of really who she's been to you. So I think in the same sense, one, I think that religion has done this thing, but you as a person might have failed to properly interrogate the God idea as an idea, not as a social construct, a religious philosophy, or a religious ideology, but you interrogate it as though you're looking for something. I think you expect that the God will give himself to you. Well, no, it doesn't happen that way. So the God has his people. It's like in your cultures, you have the people who, for example, would claim to be Ogbanje, and some are not Ogbanje. So the idea is that that's the water spirit. I'm correct, right? Good. So the idea is that the water people have their children on the earth. And so you are either going to be admitted by proxy. Okay. So let's say you marry one of them, then you become a part of the fold, or they look at your star. Now they can see your star in the water. I don't know. Then they can be like, oh, we like this person to join our family. Then it will be like citizenship by naturalization. Yeah, citizenship by naturalization. Ogbanje is citizenship by birth. Then when they think that they like you and you do what they like, or they could use you or your star or your abilities, then they naturalize you. Or maybe you marry. Yeah, but they're not everyone is an Ogbanje. You see that. So it's the same for the children of God. So he has his children. But then he's also open to taking step kids, stray kids, kids from, Yeah, whatever else is in the bracket. Because, you know, we got vagabonds. We got... Yeah, yo, it's the truth, though. Yeah, you know, like, yeah. He might even consider taking kids who've been in hell. Realize the devil is not even a good guy. He's like, no, let me look for Jesus, you know? And then he's like, okay, if you believe in you, come, I'll take you. That's the whole concept of the cross, really, to him who believes. It's the freest thing ever. Nothing else is free. That's the only free thing. So it's in the same light. But if you want it because you don't have it, then you must seek it. And then the arguments where you suppose that because you don't know it, then any conversation that you are having must be reduced to your comprehension. The world is where the world is. Nobody waited for you to wake up before the morning started. You see that? You wake up when you wake up. But if a man woke up before you, his morning has started. So I hope that that's simplified enough to say, because I really felt like you really wanted to drag the illustration down to the pits of hell to say, well, I don't know it. So if I don't know it, then it can be a good example. You are the one who doesn't know it. The people who know it. And there is no excuse. Well, I think you can say you don't know it, and as such, you cannot act in favor of it or act as though you know it or act as though you know it and believe in it. But that's a choice. But if I know it and you don't know it, personally, I don't care that you don't know it. I'm just trying to see whether I can simplify by expression what I think you don't understand about what I know. Your choice to accept or not accept is inconsequential to me. But if when I say I'm going to help, that's exactly what I want you to have. Your mom's good to you. My mom's good to me. You couldn't say even if you thought my mom was good, you couldn't say it for a fact that she's good because you didn't have any relationship with her. But see, I can say it. And I wouldn't need you to care about my opinion of my mother. That's personal to me. So for Einstein, God is impersonal. To me, God is personal. To you, he is impersonal. And I thought you would know it. But maybe it also takes intelligence to know that. So don't be afraid to admit the things that you don't know. It makes the world easy. It makes perspective easier. It's fine if you don't believe, but do not attempt to suppose that the conversation must hover around your choice of comprehension, analogy, understanding. Yeah, no. You are where you are. Everything else is where it is. Nobody's coming down to where you are. Yeah. Okay, so that I've done today's work already. Already. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Confessions Thursday.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. On Nigeria Info.
Confessions Thursday 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. So, I got an email of someone's confession. So first, thanks to everybody who sends me emails with their confessions, and I wish many times that you would honestly just call in, because I think you could also use the opinion of other Nigerians as well. You see, I have one perspective, and many times I think that my approach is largely different, one, because of what I believe in, really. And so my approach is my approach, and I feel maybe you might need someone else's approach. So, yeah. If I respond to your email and I say, please try call in, that's specifically why I want you to call in. I'm quite final, you know. Yeah, I'm quite precise about what I want and don't want. I feel some people think that maybe we should try it this other way. And a few times, those other ways are really good. I'm going to be honest. It's also worth considering, or it's worth trying out. So don't feel ashamed or afraid. It's good. Try. Find the courage to call in. It's good. And as you can see, as you've heard, the judgment doesn't happen here. We really shut judgment out. You're not allowed as a listener to judge anyone or anything that you hear. Yeah, good. Life happens to people, and many times it's only when something happens to someone that they learn. You see it. Many people don't even know life until, you know, something bangs into them, and then, you know, it kind of jolts, it jolts them into reality of a sort and wakens in them something that they didn't know was asleep. And then they fail, trial, error. Then they get it. It's like by interacting with the fall or the bang, they gain clarity. So have no fear at all, really. And sometimes I think my opinion, I want to give it to you. Other times I think you should take other people's one, because left to me, it's black and white. Yeah, so I think you might want to try other people's perspectives, because I've listened to some opinions, you know, on radio, and it's just brilliant, just fantastic. So please call, all right? And let's begin. When you call in, you don't say your name. And believe me, from the dark to the very dark, to the crazy, to the comedy, to the 50 shades of gray, to the rise, to the fall, to the pain, to the regret, to the confusion. Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. Remember, please, the volume of your radio set. Yeah. We begin Confessions Thursday today. Hi. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. You're going to have to speak up for us, please.
I don't got a minute.
Well, that's a lot better. Confessions. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to suggest something. This is what you said. Somebody sent you an email.
Okay.
I think you speak of already, based on what you said, maybe you still need another specific opinion. So why not bring the argument, why not say it, so that maybe you contribute.
Yeah, sometimes I do that, but I want them to call in, because many times I even have questions personally to ask regarding the story that they have told. You see that? Okay, well, that's worth considering. I do that once a while, but I kind of prefer it when they call. But thank you for mentioning. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set. We're all gold diggers, right? We're looking for good.
Yeah. We're like gold diggers.
We're like gold diggers.
I just want to hear, we're like gold diggers.
No confession. Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. It's Confessions Thursday. And what's with that sweeper, Dale? I can't tell you how much that thing just... People like it. I'm not even sure why. I'll play it later. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You there?
Hello, Joyce.
Are you calling me from the backyard? Speak closer to your mouthpiece.
No, I'm in the front yard.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have confession.
Please go ahead.
I have an issue with my wife some time ago. I'll call you back, please.
Your wife just entered the room. Well, good for you. Then please call me back. So I also think that if you're on WhatsApp and you want to send us your confession, that's also very good, because I believe that you're listening as you're typing your message, so I can actually ask a question and you can quickly respond as well. So that also works. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
You don't have a confession, I know.
I have a confession.
Good Lord, you don't.
My confession is that when are you going to discuss about our forefathers?
I have. Well, what aspect of your forefathers do you want to talk about?
Because, if you have discussed it, no problem.
Well, I think I spoke about the gods of the forefathers, and God willing, next week we're going to speak about the constellation. I want to talk about the constellation and find out what our history, our local history, thinks of the constellations and whether they believe that the stars holds our destiny, like on a local level, the cultures, the Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, and every other person in between the food chain, whether there's something about the stars that the cultures believe influence destiny. And that's the thing. Pre-literate period, Africans, so I think according to what the Europeans say, they say Africans didn't quite have a lot of documentation. So now that's also another issue. I don't know whether I would have the benefit of the word of mouth, whether your grandfathers told your fathers something and your fathers told you, or except maybe you read African history and you stumbled on something on the constellations. It's really worth talking about. Maybe we can know where Nigeria is in all of that. Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yes, that's Taufik Mikdad. I'm sorry I have to mention my name. My intention is just to give a contribution to your statement, your conversation on the God issue. I'm an imam by profession, and I just wish to drop a hint on this discourse, if you permit me.
All right.
Hello?
You got one
okay,
minute.
Okay, now, you're talking about God.
You have one minute.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I want you to understand that we don't make God. So our understanding of God has to be by revelation. We cannot validate or invalidate God's presence because of our own understanding. That is to say that whether we understand Him or we don't understand Him, God is. Because without Him, we can't be. And it's just rational. So we're not trying to rationalize God, because without the existence of the Creator, there can't be the Creator thing. Now, talking about who God is or who God is not, it is clear. In my own understanding as a Muslim, God is not within the realm of our own corporeal experience. That is to say, we cannot anthropomorphically describe God in our own assessment. That is, I can't say that God is like me, or that God is like a human being, or human being is like God, or man, or woman. So God is neither gender. God is neither a man nor a woman.
Okay.
God is not white or black.
Thank you. And that practically is exactly what Einstein said, an impersonal situation. But even Einstein tried to necessarily identify the creations of the God, and his references pointed to the existence of something that was impersonal to him. So I guess we're all saying the same thing. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show. A personal and an impersonal situation. Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions, do you have a confession?
Yes, I do. It's not really a confession. I just like want an advice on what to do, Sha.
Oh, just speak up for us, go ahead.
Okay. I met this girl, or let's call her a lady, like 3 years ago, Sha. So I went for work. I'm an artisan, so I went for work at in Anambra State, so I met her. We did one or two things, so we kept in touch. So we kept in touch, like, then about, let me say 6 months ago, I think, then she said she's getting married or something like that, Sha.
Oh, okay.
That's that she's good. Getting engaged, not married, really, Sha.
Okay.
That she's getting engaged. So she said she just called me to tell me. So I don't hear it from another person, or I don't just see it.
Okay.
So I told her no problem. Then they've done the introduction. Then she's now living with the person in Lagos currently. But we do usually talk at times.
Okay.
Then she said she wants to leave the marriage. She's still in school. She's schooling in Anambra. So she said she wants to leave. She's complaining that the man is not treating her right. And I told her that she just entered, that she should calm down, things like that. So I don't want to, so it does not look like as if I'm advising her wrongly. So I told her she should calm down, that things might work out, that she should give it time. Then about the last month, she said that she's no longer interested.
In you?
No,
or
no,
the marriage.
Yes,
okay,
the marriage,
but why do you sound this way, like she broke your heart? Like, speak up now. So what's the problem
here? Yeah, she broke my heart, no doubt. I told her she broke my heart. She knows she broke my heart. But
were you in a relationship with her? No.
Yeah, something. Yeah, we were in a relationship then. But
undefined relationship.
Kind of.
It was undefined. Which one is kind of?
I don't really know how to put it, but I liked we liked each other.
Did you tell her you wanted an exclusive relationship? Did you say something?
Oh, no.
Because you were there when this guy came with a ring, right?
No. I don't know, Joyce. I don't know. The thing was, I was not really into her, like, because she was a bit older than me, but age was not the issue, and I was still too young to, like, I was not really ready, something like that. Child.
So it wasn't quite a relationship. It wasn't a relationship.
Probably. That is why I didn't feel too much.
Then she didn't break your heart, guy. Hey, on to the next.
Okay. Yes, then now she's telling me that last month she said the guy that they paid the bride price or something like that. Then she now told me that she has told her parents that the guy is coming to collect the money. That is 1,000 naira, according to her.
Okay.
That the guy is coming to collect the money. And I told her that if she leaves now, that it's going to be hard for her to find another person. And I told her that she hopes she's not pregnant. First of all, that is what I asked her. She said no, that she's not pregnant. She was not really sure of what she wants to do, so I'm calling to seek advice for her.
I don't think you should seek advice for her. You sound confused. There's no problem with her. You've said you don't know, like, five. You don't know. It's like, where are you? Do you want to be in or do you want to be out? Because you have to fix your own confusion before you can help someone else.
Hey, Joyce, I'm not really confused. I'm just, like, I just still have feelings for her, so I don't want her to make a mistake.
Do you have feelings for her, like you want a relationship with her, or you have feelings for her, you care for her as a sister?
Yeah, I care for her. I care for her.
Yeah, but if she's in a bad marriage, she's in a bad marriage. Who lives a good marriage?
Wow. Okay, I'm feeling it's still too early for her to say she wants
Early for someone to die from an abusive relationship?
No, she didn't really tell me it was abusive. All she told me was it was not really abusive. What she said was the guy shouts a lot, complains a lot.
So ask her what she wants to do. Like, she has to be responsible for her own actions. Like, you can support.
What she said was that she wants to leave the marriage.
Does she have a house? Where is she going? Yeah, like, what's her plan?
Her plan is let her finish school first. That is a major. But before even she got married, I told her that she has to finish school first. Then she said financial issues, that was the main reason why she wants to just hold on to the guy for the meantime.
Okay. Look, she has to make a decision. How old is she?
She's 24.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
No wonder I've been suspecting, because you really sound so unclear. She has to make a plan what she wants to do. She's going to go back to her parents' house?
Yeah, I think so.
She should make a transfer of the diary to the guy, and then she can go back to her parents' house. And then as a friend, you can support her. But we can't tell her what she should do. Like, she has to know, because she would be responsible for her actions. If she wants to leave, then her family and his family have to talk about the separation, and then she can go back to her family.
It seems like they finalized already that she's going to leave. So
why are you here and there?
Joyce, I don't know. I feel it's not right for her to leave, because she just got in, and maybe I think she's still too young. So I'm thinking she should give it a bit more time.
Yeah, but you see, you're not the one living the experience. If you were in the situation, you can determine how much time you even want to give it. But if someone else is going through it and they say that they can't, it's like, and then you say, well, stay there. Some can, some can't. And abuse is abuse, really. Abuse is abuse. Like, you think enduring abuse changes abuse? Is that what you think?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so you think the guy is just going to be... I mean, chances are he might be good tomorrow, but can she wait until tomorrow? Chances are he might become a better guy tomorrow, next week. But can she wait from now till next week? If she can't, she can't. Don't get so confused. Maybe you can wait, but she can't.
Okay. So what? No, I just... Living is better for her. That is what you're saying, right?
Is that what I said?
No. That is basically what you're saying now.
That's what I'm saying?
No. Like, if you...
She has to make a choice. Did you hear me say that?
No, you said she has to make a choice on whether she wants to leave or not.
Exactly. That doesn't say she should leave. That says she should make a choice. Is she staying? Yes or no. Is she leaving? Yes or no. Then if she wants to leave, she has to go. If she wants to leave... we're off on a break. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. It's about 2 minutes before touchdown, 1 p.m. Confessions Thursday, beautiful Thursday afternoon to you if you have just tuned in. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So I got an email, and I just want to throw this out there so that people who are listening who probably do not have a confession can actually give a contribution to it. It's rather short, and I wish I could ask more questions, you see? So usually when they call in, you can ask questions. She says to me, I'm attracted to my sister's husband. I've tried to do like this, so I pretty much put up a resistance of a sort, but I'm fighting hard. She says, I live with them and I lived with them and I left. But because of how close the family is, I tend to visit every once in a while. And I know this is wrong, but I'm trying to fight this. What do I do? All right, so that's one email. What's a girl to do? She says, oh, by the way, nothing has happened. It's like, well, hopefully nothing has happened. So that's one aspect to the conversation. Other than that, if you have a conversation, if you have a confession, please call in. Remember, everyone turn off your radio set. Please do that. And when you call in, you do not say your name, specifically if you have a confession. And it can be anything. Crazy, weird, unusual. Confused. Yeah. Dark. 50 Shades of Grey, Black, The Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Hello. Good afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday. Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, thanks.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, not really confession, but I want you to enlighten me on something.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Oh, let's try. Go ahead. Turn off your radio, honey. Turn off your radio real quick. Let's go. We don't have time.
No, my radio is not on.
Go ahead then. Go ahead.
Okay. So, actually, I'm confused. Actually, I'm a fashion designer. Mm-hmm. And I'm 27 years old. So, I'm having a new plan, like next year, to furthermore my education. So, I'm thinking, should I use the money for my business or... I should go for schooling.
Oh, you should go for what?
School to further my education.
Oh, what do you want to study? What do you want to study, first of all?
Business, admin, or economics.
Okay. So would this be like secondary? No. Have you done secondary school?
Yes, I'm done. I'm 27 years old.
Okay, so you want to just go to do, you want to go in for university, right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you like to do? What do you like to do?
I'm a fashion designer. I have my own shop.
Okay. Are you a fashion designer because there's nothing else for you to do, or are you a fashion designer because you love fashion?
I love fashion. It's a mirror from time.
Okay. So what's your plan with this whole biz admin thing? You say business administration and what else? Economics, right?
Economics. Yeah.
What do you want to do with that? Can you merge that with fashion?
No.
Are you going to give up fashion for that?
No.
after studying, what are you going to do with the degree?
Just to have a degree.
No, don't waste life, honey. No, don't waste life. No, don't waste life. That would be a waste, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, why would you spend money?
People always tell me, like, few of elderly people that I know, they always tell me, oh, go to school in case you're getting married. So people know that, yeah, you pass out from school.
Okay, that's good. That's not bad advice. But rather than have a degree, I mean, you just want to have a degree for the sake of it, right? Then you'd rather put that money in your business. I would even say go for a fashion course somewhere and learn something about fashion that you know nothing of.
Yeah,
you're going to get a degree for that, but don't get a degree for the sake of it. It's useless. Like, it's practically useless. So you have to make, there are three things to consider. That's why I asked you, are you going to give up eventually? Like, once you get the degree, you give up fashion for that degree. You know, you want to pursue a career. But if you're not, you have to think about it and decide, in my opinion, whether you want to continue to like fashion full time or you want to be an economist at some point. Then, of course, you can use the money and go to school, become an economist, and then you give up fashion. Or maybe you have fashion on the side, but your real deal is, you know, studying the economies of the world. But if you just want to have a degree for the sake of it, put that money into fashion. I would say so. Put the money into fashion. Either you go to school or expand your business, you scale up. Or you go to school and learn something about fashion that you don't already know. I think that's more profitable. Lakers can tell you what they think. But don't go to school for the sake of it. It's not worth it. Like, that's a waste of time.
Okay, and I'm having a different option also. I'm thinking of next year, maybe I should work as a stylist for someone, like a big fashion house, to get more experience.
Well, that's something worth doing.
Okay.
No, that's worth doing. That's worth doing. No, you can go to school. Go to school somewhere, Lagos, Nigeria, Ghana, somewhere. Study something, 1 year fashion, come back, have an experience, see how other cultures do stuff. Yeah, it's
America. Yeah, I went to fashion school 2017.
Yeah, I'm just basically like, the choice is really yours. But are you done with fashion? Like, is there nothing else you can learn around fashion?
No, fashion, we learn every day.
Yeah, so I think it's better. I would think so. If the degree is just for the sake of it, then go to fashion school again and learn something you don't already know. Or learn something that's a little different from fashion, but you can incorporate into fashion.
Okay.
That's better.
Because I think education is important. Like, for communication, as in when people see you, they're like, well, this person is communication, eating you.
Then if that's what you want, then you want to be intelligent. That's what you want to do. You want people to look at you and be like, then it's really intelligence that you want. And that's more work than just getting an education. Intelligence takes a little bit more work than just getting an education. Intelligence is deeper. So you have to read a lot. You have to think a lot. Like, you really have to be a good thinker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Lagos can help out. 6 minutes past 1 p.m. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hello. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Thank you. Remember, turn up the volume of your radio set. First time, girl. Yeah. Okay.
My name is
Sarah. Yeah. Don't say your name.
No, I don't have a confession.
1 minute then. Go ahead.
Okay, then I want to, like, contribute to what the last caller said.
Okay.
My own opinion is that the money she has, she just needs to build her business to the extent that the business itself will not be paying her school fees.
Okay.
So that's my opinion.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Thank you. Thank you very much. Confessions Thursday, welcome to the show. Hi. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead, real quick, honey. Good afternoon. We don't have time. Let's go.
It's not really a confession, but it's something like somebody betrayed me, my trust.
Oh, listen.
I run a POS business, and I have a friend that we are very, very close. So actually, September, last month, my mom called me. I'm not staying with her. I was home. So during that period, I'm with my mom, and I used to keep, due to my business, I used to keep money at home. And he's the only one that knows that I used to keep money at home. So during that period, I went back home. That was 17th of September. Everything still intact. I have my money at home, still there. So I didn't think of me going back or keeping the money in the bank because the money is there. So I came back home. Yeah, like, we are together then too. So I came back home. So I had to, like, give him my POS. Like, oh, please, I don't want them to block the POS. Can you use it for me? Because he's running that kind of business, but not steady. And I now discovered that he has not been using the POS. I was like, I was upset. Like, why you know you not use the POS? Why did you collect it from me? That kind of thing. So later on, we have issue with that. And we later resolved the issue. So on getting home, that was last month. Today make it 1 month. On getting home, I discovered that my door has been broken. And it was just that I have my system. Everything is just intact. It was just that place. The person just go to where I used to keep money.
I lost you? I did. Okay, so make it back and, you know, just do us all a favor. You just continue from where you left off. So who stole your money? Your brother? Like, when you say betrayal, is like, is that your mom, your brother, who? So we have to continue from there. Otherwise, we continue Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show. Make it back. Hello. Hi. Confessions Thursday. I cannot hear you. If you can hear me, you're going to have to please call back. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I was the lady that called last week.
All right, last week?
Yes.
Real quick, well, honey, what happened last week?
And I said, I'm kind of depressed that my children are not in school.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're here today. Okay.
Yeah, actually, last week was my first time on radio. So I wasn't calculated. So what I really wanted to say, I couldn't say last week.
We don't have time, honey. Let's go. So what's the issue now?
So I need help. I just want my children to be in school. Every day I go to work and leave them. My mind is not settled. I need help from Nigerians. Because right now I'm paying a lot of debt. Because of that, my salary is very small. Very small.
What area do you live in? Or live at? In? Where do you live?
Yes. I live at Ikorodu.
So when you say pay the school, what school and how much?
It's a public school.
How much?
The girl is going to public school. I already registered at 20,000. I need like 50,000 to buy her things, her books and everything for her to start. The other one is in primary school. It's a private school.
Okay.
I also need to pay her fees too.
How much is her fees? Why don't you put that one in a government school so there's something you can pretty much manage? Because except you find someone who is going to fund the education long term, then you have to put them in a school where you can manage to pay.
Actually, when I'm done paying all this debt, I will go back to the way I used to do it before.
Yeah, until you're done, you have to put them in a school that you can afford so that everything else is just assistance.
Yes, the government school, the primary government school is far. It's too far from me, yes.
Isn't there another government school?
It's only the secondary school that is closed.
Isn't there another primary school you can put them around you? Or put her around you?
She's the only, yes, there's a primary school.
Isn't there another government? Can't you put both of them in government schools around you?
No, the government school, primary school, is different from the secondary school.
And none is around you? Okay, the primary school is far, only the secondary school is close.
Yes, the secondary school is close.
So your option is you want to put them in a private school, you want to put her in a private school that's close to you?
Yes.
Would you be able to afford it? Let's say, for example, someone says, okay, I can just pay for a start. Would you be able to afford it when you're done paying your debt?
Yes.
When are you
going to
be done paying your debt?
Yes.
When are you done paying your debt?
By February, I'll be done with 75%.
Okay, so hopefully someone is interested to help, all right?
Okay.
What area is that, by the way? Oh, well, we need to act Ikorodu, right? Okay, so people can actually confirm it if they're interested in helping before. And then maybe just pay the school directly, like you don't have to even give her the money. If you're around there, you can just pay the school directly. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Are you on the Sony side? Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I'm calling with regards to the lady who called last. I was the grandma who called you last week.
Okay.
That you needed help.
That
this lady needed help.
Yeah, I remember you. I remember.
But you now told her that there's a grandma who wants to help her keep her children, blah, blah, blah. That's not what I called for. She needs support. She says she's visually impaired. One could get her support from there. We are an association that would be able to help her.
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me. When you sent me a message last week, you didn't call me. I don't remember speaking to you last week. There were no specifics. In fact, from your message, you said that you were willing to help out with the children. Wasn't that what you said?
Yes, she said
when the children can stay.
No. I didn't say I wanted to.
Hold on a second. Is your intent to give her money?
People around can come together and give her. My association in church can help.
Okay, now that's clearer. Because what you said, you didn't say this last week. Because if you did, I would have put it out there. You didn't say it.
I'm sorry. If it was rather vague, that was.
It was very vague. I mean, I read your message, and even when she called, I said, "Hey, the grandma would like to help out with the kids," and she was like, "No." There was no money conversation either from your end or her end.
I live in Ikorodu. It's just putting the children getting the children back in school.
Okay, so I'm going to get your number. Or are you going to send me a WhatsApp message, let her call me back, then I get her number and send to you? I think that's better, right?
Okay.
If you would send me a WhatsApp message, I would note it, and then let her call me back, and I'll just forward her number to you. That's good?
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. So the lady, please call back. Grandma would like to help. Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set, my friend. Thank you. Let's get to it. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession? Confessions Thursday, thank you. Make it back. Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sony Sir.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of you know what. Confessions Thursday.
I actually called back.
Who are you now?
So, when I get home, I now discover that my door has been broken.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. Uh-huh. So, who took your money, or who do you think took your money?
He's the person I trusted, but he denied everything that he did not. Because even the sign, everything, like...
Go ahead.
So even the, like, when I get to the place, the door that they broke in, my key is still working very fine. And just, like, this guy, so that I won't, like, suspect him, like, he's the one.
Yeah,
so his action, immediately I accuse him that, but people told me they saw you, that you came around. You're the only one that know where my spare key is. You're the only one that know that I keep money in the house. So why? But he denied. I was just like, wow, can human being just be so wicked like this? All my stuff is still intact. So just the place that the money is, my system is there. I was like, if it is outside that thing that it is, they would took everything. Well, this one is just so...
Who's the person you're saying you trust? Is that your brother or your mother?
No, he's not my brother. He's not my mother. It was my friend. Like, we are very, very close.
Well, there you go.
Very, very close. Yes. So I was just like, how can somebody be wicked like that? I was just like, one of my friends was like, okay, just text him and see if, like, you do something. I did the same. He just stopped calling and everything. So the thing now is that the thing I was just like... My mom was like, you need to leave that place, come back home. Like, I don't even have anything to do in, because that is all my life saving that I've been saving to just, like, let me just, since Nigeria, there's no work, we just have to do something now. So
what you saying? So, like, you don't want to leave there?
She was saying I cannot live in that place again. Somebody that can do this thing. Well, I wish, like, you people are together and just, like, kill you and just go
is
away
this
with
your
the
boyfriend
money.
You're talking about?
Yes.
Is that who you said you trust? That's how you reference him? Like, oh, someone that I trust.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right, great. So now he said he's not the one, right? So two things. You're going to believe or you're not going to believe. But first, you have to even pick yourself up. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. The thing is, my mom is saying that she just leave the environment. She back out of my house. and come back home.
Who's living with her? Who's living with her? Is he living with you? You're living with him?
No, I'm staying there all by myself.
So does he come there once a while?
Yes, he normally comes.
So what's your plan? You want to keep living there? You need to change the keys and tell him you need a break.
We are not talking again because things are
changed. The locks. Have you changed the locks? Change the locks.
No, I've not changed it.
Why haven't you changed it? You've just been robbed.
I've not changed it.
Where, you want to be robbed again?
No.
When were you robbed?
That was last month. I discovered last month, October. That is October 3rd. Didn't make it a month.
You were robbed a month ago and you haven't changed the locks.
I've not been there because since this stuff happened, I've not been myself. I'm just, my mom don't want me to go there. She was just like, anytime I said I want to go there, she just said, no, don't go to that place. So I don't really know.
Yeah, the problem with you not knowing is there's even nothing I'm going to say to you that you're going to know. So let's make it simple. You're going to make a choice if you're going to go back to your mom, if you're going to stay there. If you're going to stay there, you're going to change the locks. If you suspect him, take time off him.
Exactly.
No, think about it. It's like you want to keep being with someone who, for example, could be lying to you. Two, who's stealing from you. And God, if that was your boyfriend, you know now to break up. Official. Like, you know that this is not someone for you. But you see, you're saying that this is good old suspicion. But the door wasn't broken. The key still...
The key is still working.
Everything
fine.
Else is in there. It's just that money there.
Yes,
good.
That money.
So your suspicions are valid until proven otherwise. So just cut off. Change the locks and then figure out what you want to do with yourself. But the guy has to go. And stop saying you don't know. Because you have to make a decision to move forward. You want to stay with the guy? You can't stay with a guy like that. Or you really like him like that?
No, I can't.
Because he don't like you that much? I don't think so.
Exactly.
Well, until he proves that he really likes you and you were wrong about your assumptions, you probably are right. So change the lock, separate, break off the relationship. Don't do he's not talking to me. Call him up. It's like, hi, you haven't spoken to me in a while, but it's fine. I just called to let you know that let's just break up. You go your way, I go my way.
Exactly.
So he doesn't go, I haven't spoken to you in 2 months. Let me just call her and tell her I'm coming. No, you're not coming back.
Mm-mm.
Make a decision, honey. Stop saying you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Hello. Wow. How are you? The volume of your radio set.
Hello. Sorry, Joy. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Let's go.
Yes, man. Joy, I have little confession.
All right.
This thing is so bothering me.
Right, let's go.
Yeah, Joy, my father, he used ordinary leave to do some, to heal some people when I was small. Mm-hmm. So when I came to Lagos, I saw the sickness for somebody's body. And the thing like is in a stroke, the guy just collapsed. And just like that, the sickness now... They're taking to hospital, different hospital. When I saw the guy, I said, let them bring him home, say I will heal him. The father permitted them to bring it to me, you know, and since I just dropped the medicine, just called the liver, do the thing, what I saw my father doing then. Hello, Joy, are you hearing me?
I'm with you, go ahead.
I used the liver and do the thing. Within 2 weeks, the boy now gets himself, begin to work. The father now begin to attack me. Physical attack. Like, if you see, it was my neighbor. If you see anything me, even my, some things that no concern him, will jump into it, be looking for my trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Even the other woman too, this is the second person, even see a breast cancer. I have the leave again that can give you within 2 weeks again, you will get yourself.
So,
there is somebody again I went and do this thing for. The person too is still attacking me. Should I stop helping people?
Why are they attacking you though? Like, there's got to be a justification.
I live in face me and face you. Whenever we are discussing anything in the compound and the man hear our voice, he will take a side like he's coming to buy something from the Malan in front of our house. And we just at that boy, just like that, he'll be looking for my trouble. And I ask him, if I do this thing that I do, did I do bad thing for you? Since then, I don't get you, and I don't have capacity to leave the area. But entering, seeing the man every day, I must have a challenge, trouble with around there.
Well, I think it depends on what the issues are. But if people take the good for granted, then you must withhold the good until they come seeking for it. So you don't offer it except they seek for it.
I think it's because they didn't invite me to assist their son. I don't really get. But I saw the guy's situation. I saw them that they are going to use money, pay a lot of money for it. And I just feel like I have the capacity. Let me assist them. It turned to a problem.
Yeah, so I don't even understand the details. But I honestly, I don't understand the details because it doesn't quite make sense. Because usually when you help people out like that, they're either grateful or ungrateful, right? But not to continually look for your trouble. So it sounds as though something else is at play.
If they're looking for trouble,
is perpetual. Like it's constant of a sort. And so I don't know. Maybe pray. Because at this point, it sounds like principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness and places we can't see. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Please, I would suggest that you pray about it. And that's in the absence of just having details, right? Because there are some people, their situation requires that you beat them up. Some people you have to call the police. Some people you have to report them to someone whom they regard. Some people you have to do all three. Report them to who they regard. Report them to the police. And then you finally beat them, like, or maybe you even move out. Yeah, so I don't know the details, but if you've been good to someone, the least they can do is leave you alone, right? So I don't. You see, it's not clear. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Thank you very much. Hello, the volume of your radio set. Okay, no.
Hello.
Let's go to. Okay, are you there?
Yes, please. I'm calling about drop the account details for the school account.
No. Nobody has offered to help. No, we're not going to do that here. Give us your number. Someone wants your number, and then they're going to evaluate the situation, whether it's to call the school, find out, you know, establish the facts, and then determine if they want to do it. So far, only one person has asked for your number, and that's all I'm going to do.
All right. Should I drop the number now?
Hold on a second. What does it end with, by the way?
8631.
Is that what's there?
Okay, no. Sorry, that's my this one I'm using is 9784.
Do you have that? 9784? All right, then.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll send your number forward to the lady. Thank you. We are probably... Okay, we have about a minute. Let's read WhatsApp messages. Someone is saying, Joyce, the lady should arrest the guy. That's the lady who her boyfriend's... Well, the lady who believes her boyfriend stole from her, someone is saying that lady should arrest the guy. He was the person that broke the door and took her money. Involve the police, please. All right, thank you. You got someone? You got something there?
Yeah.
Feta?
Yeah, I'm trying to send the number to grandma.
Yeah, but has grandma said something?
Yeah, she already sent a message on WhatsApp, so I'm about to do that.
Commercial break. You do that during commercial break real quick. WhatsApp message.
Okay. This one says, Joyce, tell that lady that is a fashion designer that if I swear for her, she won't ever think of calling school. She's already smart. Who degree help? I'm a HND holder, microbiology. Rare job. Make she take time more.
Okay, one more before a commercial break.
This one says...
No, that's long. Okay, you know what? We're actually due for a break. We're going to go back when we come back. Yeah, the messages will be shared and the conversation will continue. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. Hello, how are you? Hi, Confessions Thursday. Can you hear us? Make it back. How are you?
Joyce.
Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, this is my cousin that married for 20 years now. Are you hearing me?
I'm listening.
So for the past 10 years, I mean 10 years ago, she should not have an issue. She adopted two boys. And later on, she now adopted another girl, making it three. So I visited them last week. And the first one is 13 years old. The second one is, I think, the girl, is 11 years old. Are you there?
Oh, what do you think?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I was like, I'm asking her, these children, okay, because of that, they relocated from their former place. They rented it out to tenants because they're landlord there. They built another house and they are living there with the children. So she was telling me that because she don't want people to begin to attack those children or be telling them how they come into the house. So I was like, these children, when are you going to tell them, let them know that, as in, let them know that they're adopted, they're not their own children? She said when they're in university, when they enter university, maybe the first year or thereabouts. So I was advising her that before they enter secondary school, let them know so that they will not hear it from outside. Because when they hear it from outside, it will be another thing altogether. Although she let her give birth, I tell her that the last one is 7 years old now. She let her give birth. So I was like advising her to let the children know their stand. And I don't know whether what I did is right. I just want more advice.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't quite say it's good or bad because how she feels about it is actually a factor.
Mm.
How she feels about it is a factor. Because what you might have, I mean, from what you're saying, it doesn't sound bad, right? But she might not feel good about it. And then in that moment, you have to probably withdraw from telling her about telling her kids that they're not hers.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't think what you have done, and I think you should allow her get to it whenever she gets to it.
Okay, what if the shooter hear it from outside?
That's her. That's for her to deal with. That's not yours. It's like, why are you stressed out?
No, it's my cousin. In fact, I'm the one that carried her when she was small.
Yeah, but she has to get the, I think, so now we don't know how she feels about it. You know those people who are smiling with you, happy, you're eating with them, but they don't like what you have just done. So we don't know if that's the case, right? Now, to be honest with you, she might have absolutely no problem with what you have said. So I can't quite say it. I can't give you an actual answer in any direction because I don't know how she feels about it. If she's fine about it, then maybe you can just ask. Maybe you can remind her, like, okay, maybe. But not every time. Probably once you can be like, hey, let's take the kids out. Let's get the idea. So usually it's nice to hear how kids think, get their opinion.
She always takes them out. One is like the motherless baby's home. And those children will be saying, oh, mommy, these children are suffering now. So she was doing it.
There's nothing wrong with telling them. It's not a bad secret. It's nothing. It's not traumatic. It's not bad. As long as she's treating them well. But let her get to it.
No, those children, they don't like anything because this is my cousin. They're okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Fine. So let her get to it when they get to it. If she's fine with it, then just once in a weird while, just remind her about it. Like, you think we should tell them now? Yeah, then if she says secondary school, then wait. When they're in secondary school, you tell them. It will just rock them just a little bit. But they're going to be fine because they've been loved all their lives. If she doesn't love them and then they get to secondary school and then she tells them, then they're like, yeah, hey, we've been suspecting. That's why you've been wicked. But if she's been loving them.
But she's keeping it in the university when they went into university. Because before then, I don't know.
What's yeah, but you, there's nothing wrong with what you're saying. But if she cannot bring herself to, it's her now. It's her responsibility to tell them, right? But if she cannot bring herself to telling them, you have to allow her get there when she gets there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like I remember when I said to a woman that she gave birth to. That was my neighbor. I think I've told you guys a story before. My neighbor's son, at two, I noticed he was so rude to women. At two, and I told the mom, and she gave me one attitude, but it wasn't too bad an attitude, at least physically, but I sensed that she was giving me that, and she probably, well, I don't know what she thought, but I didn't go to her again until when the baby was five. One time I was in my room, and I heard her yelling at the balcony to her five-year-old who was disrespecting her. And I came out and I went to meet her and I said, I remember when this boy was two, I told you that you needed to curb this thing when he was two. But I'm sure you were thinking, Joyce doesn't have a baby. That's why she wants me to flog my own child. Well, this is me honestly trying the last time to tell you, this thing your boy does to you, he doesn't do it to his father. So it's evident. And if you don't start dealing with it now, when this boy is 15, you'll call him, he won't answer you. That's when she said, "You're right. Thank you. You actually said it." I was in my room when I heard the boy screaming from the flogging. She was flogging the kid. I'm like, "Oh, it took you 5 years." But you people get there when they get there. I noticed it when the boy was 2. And she didn't get there until the boy was 5. So, and I just felt, well, let it not be that someone has something to say about something that's seemingly good on my part. So you just leave her alone. She gets there when she gets there. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No confession. No, I just want to react to the last caller.
1 minute. Let's go.
Okay. The question I want to ask is, if these children are left alone, and maybe a neighbor do what the Yoruba call a gbeburu and tell them this woman is not your mom. All they will need to do is to tell mom, you say, "Ah, mommy, come, we'll see what I had to do." Is it true? And mommy will say, "Well, so I'm going to tell you the truth. This is true, but what does it matter?" Instead of the mom calling them to tell them they're not my biological child or something like that, then they would think that, oh, it's because she has had one, but so that's why he's not telling them. He wants them to now look for, are they going to now start looking for their parents?
So finally, what are you saying? Tell them, don't tell them, tell them,
so
now, tell
please,
them
so they shouldn't tell them. They should not tell them now, unless they ask.
All right, thank you. Hello, welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set, you have to really turn it down real quick, and let's go.
Okay, I've walked out from the radio.
Real quick, go ahead.
Okay.
Confession, right?
All this happened some years back when I was in university.
Okay.
So I met this particular girl. So we got along and all that. So then when I visited her in her room, there was a particular guy's picture I saw on the wall. So I keep on asking her, whose guy's picture is it? She told me, okay, the school I went to, she stays in that community. So she told me the boy stays in the community too. And me, I know the boy's in the but in that school environment. So I went to school, did my clearance, went for my youth savings, and I left her. So after 1 year or so, she now told me she was getting married. I said, wow. I said to who? She now told me to that particular guy I saw his picture. And she even told me she was pregnant with the guy. Though I was not ready to marry her, but I felt so bad. So I just deleted her number, blocked her on Facebook. I blocked her on Facebook and all that. So 3 years later, I got married. So she married, she gave birth to a girl. Me, I got married 3 years later, and I gave birth to a girl. She stays in that school environment, me, I'm based in Lagos. So one thing led to another, and we came back again, I think through Instagram or so. So she started chatting me, we now became friends, but we don't see, we started talking. After some time, she now told me she had a confession. I said, what confession is that? She said the husband is not always around, he travels abroad 1 year before he comes back, blah, 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 and all that. And I said, okay, that's fine, no wahala. She now told me that daughter she has is mine. Are you there?
I'm listening, go ahead.
Okay, she now told me that daughter she has is mine. I said, how come? She told me she took him when we broke up, when I left the school environment and came back to Lagos. She took him for me, but she could not tell me because she knew I was not ready to marry.
Okay.
So at that point, that boy and her, they went to one gathering and that from there something led to another. And the pregnancy, she now placed it on that guy.
Okay.
And that's why the guy quickly got married to her. Mm-hmm. So I find it very hard to believe. But there was one gold mark I had on my body. And she showed me the same gold mark on the same place. It's a big one on my body. Same place, that's what the daughter has too.
All right.
After looking at the doctor's picture, there's the semblance between that girl and my own present daughter as well. So right now, I've not told anyone. I think it's the first time I'm talking about it.
Okay.
But what she told me is, if I should tell anybody, she's going to commit suicide.
Okay.
And she's just telling me, but I should not come for the daughter.
Okay.
Because the man loves the girl so much. But yeah. If the man should hear, she's going to commit suicide.
Okay.
And it will be on my head.
I don't think so, but yeah, go ahead.
So right now, I'm just confused. I know I have my own daughter. She has her own daughter. I don't know. I'm not going to say it. I'm not telling anybody.
So wait, she wants to keep the child and she wants to keep her marriage?
And she wants to keep the child and her marriage. She's not bringing the child to me because the guy she got married to, the guy is thinking he's very rich.
Okay, and then you want your child or what do
no,
you...
No, me, I don't... No, because I don't want any problem.
Good for you,
I
then.
Don't know.
Why are you saying you don't know? I mean, you already know it's your child, and then you just pray for her and wish her well, and you move on and act as though nothing happened. I mean, something has happened, but she wants the child, and there's no problem here, to be honest. Like, why are you sweating? I mean, I know why you're sweating, but there's no problem here.
Well, sometimes my conscience is preaching that I have a daughter out here.
Yeah, but she's not starving. She's not in the street. She's not homeless. She's not a bastard. She's loved. She's catered to. She has parents who are caring for her. You should esteem that above, I don't know, whatever fears that you might have. She has a father. She has a mother. And a father doesn't necessarily have to be biological. You're not denying her. It's just that you made a mistake and another man took it. So if she becomes president tomorrow, you're not the father. The guy who raised her is her father. You see that?
Another thing, we watch movies or we hear stories. Let's assume I have a boy child, and eventually that boy child now meets that girl somewhere else.
Yeah. And he fell in love with her, wants to marry her.
Exactly.
You will pray that your God will not put you to shame. That's what you'll go do right now. I know you think it's funny, but yeah.
It's not funny. No,
that's exactly what you're going to do, that your God won't put you to shame. Make sure you know that girl very well. You're going to love her in your heart and not say a thing. When you have a boy, you're going to pray that you're alive when your son gets married, because this is a curse. Like, it could be a curse if your son marries, you know, his sister, right?
Definitely.
So pray that you're alive when your son marries so that you are sure that he doesn't marry his sister. But it depends, though. So we don't know how life happens. And when they're grown, it might be easier to say it. Say for it, no. Guy, move on, man. Just move on. That's all I can say. Because I think you might damage one child if you say it when they're older. They might not all survive it. But I think it's good for them to know. But I don't know how they're going to manage it. But usually when they're older, it's a lot easier to say, but I hope that they can manage it emotionally and psychologically. But at least when they're older, if anything is going to happen, let them be older. But you just pray that God hides your shame.
Okay.
Yeah. And move on and act okay. Act like everything is fine and just say your prayers like, God, I screwed over, but you got to help a boy.
Okay.
Ah, good God. Confessions Thursday. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I love your commentary and some of the things that you hear. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Hi.
Hello, my name. Welcome.
Hi. No, don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. It's good to hear from you. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I'm just trying to advise the last caller.
You have a minute on the clock.
Do.
Oh, sure. Please, let's hear it. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you just make sure that you take note of the upbringing of the child and where she goes, the daughter that another person claimed mistakenly. Mm-hmm. So as not to have any relationship with his own biological
children.
So to avoid incest in his future.
Exactly, exactly.
So just take note of her background very well, know her very well, know where she's going, all the things she does to avoid such conflict. That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday, you're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. The volume of your radio set. You know the game. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. I'm sorry, you know, and I think I can give you 5 seconds to like really just get to the knob and turn it down. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. You're not supposed to say your name. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to contribute to the second to the last caller.
You have a minute on the clock. Let's go.
Yes. I think she don't have to tell the children that they are adopted children.
Oh, okay.
So I think what she has to do is to show caring to them, even when they tell them after that they wouldn't even believe it, based on the caring they are receiving from the
mother.
Yeah, is how good is that? Let's say someone taunts them with it. Let's say someone is trying to mock them with it.
That is what I'm saying. By the caring they are receiving, it will be as if the person telling them, you know, is not telling them the right thing.
I don't agree with that. I think it's if that ever is the case, you arm your children with the truth. There's nothing. There's no greater defense than the truth. Like if I knew I was adopted and someone came to me, I'd be like, oh, look at you, you're adopted. That don't hurt me because I know, right? But if my parents are lying to me at home and someone is trying to slap me in the face in the public with something that my parents are lying about, that's a problem.
Sure, but that's what I'm looking at it, that if the person just telling them that she is not the right mother to them or whatever, they may be thinking maybe she has gotten a child. That's why she's telling them that.
No, but if she's loving them. Well, thank you. I just don't agree with that. I think you don't tell your kids something, but I think you also have to consider the fact that people can use that, the possibility. I mean, it may never happen, but if someone is going to use something against you, you want to arm yourself with that, particularly if you can defend it, or particularly if it's needed so that you don't break down. Thank you, but no. Because, I mean, if someone says to them, that's not your parents, you don't have parents, and then you go home and your father says, oh, no, he's lying, I'm your father, and then maybe that's a bully at school, for example, and then, no, that's not good. Then you say to them, well, I'm not your biological father, but I'm your father. Have I treated you in any way that doesn't suggest I'm your father? The child will say no. And then he goes, so tell your bully that your dad says, yes, you're adopted, but you're probably well taken care of more than he is taken care of. I mean, it's a psychological war. You have to arm your children with truth so that they stand. Otherwise, this world will eat them. Hello. Welcome. The volume of that thing, you know what it is. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon, George.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No. I want to advise the man that said that he treated somebody and it turned out to be a problem.
One minute on the clock. Sure, please go ahead.
Yeah. Why the man is attacking him? The man he treated the son, and the woman he treated cancer or whatever. They're attacking him because they believe that he is the person that caused them the issue. That he is diabolical. That he is satanic. That ailment came from him.
But if he caused the issue and he takes the issue away, isn't that a hallelujah moment?
No. He is pretending by trying to, by taking the issue away or whatever.
Okay.
Me, I don't believe that he's the one that caused the problem, but that is their belief.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. We have messages? All right. Hello. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Can we hear him? Hello.
Hello.
Confessions.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Well, not really a confession, but I want to implore you to talk to these our callers. All these advice pastors, he's getting too much of them. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Welcome.
They're all professional advisors. They will not say they're over there. They're best people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. Do you have a confession on the Sony side? Hello. Remember that you must turn off the volume of your radio set. Let's make it work. Hello. Welcome to...
Hello, Joy. Good morning. Good
afternoon. The side of heaven. It's good to have you on Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Let's go, my brother.
Okay, so I have a girlfriend that we've been dating for like, we started dating since 2016.
6 years, 7?
Yeah, she's very loving. And then,
nice.
So this year, like 3 months ago, so she just told me that she was having an affair with someone. So I didn't really take that serious.
Wait, you're dating a girl officially and she tells you she's having an affair with someone and you don't take it seriously?
No, I thought maybe she was just joking because I wasn't expecting that from her.
Okay.
Yeah, because I really hold her, you know, in a very high esteem.
I might be a problem.
Respect her and them.
All right, so what happened?
So she just told me that she was dating someone and then she just told me that I've stepped away, that I've not not really listening to her anymore, that I'm not, that usually if she wants to do something or even before she does it, I think there is a way I just know, and then I'm able to, you know, like put her through, okay, or lead her on the right path.
Okay.
And then we just continue. But she just told me that I've not been there, and I'm like, what's happening? You're telling me I've not been there.
Okay.
So, but in a nutshell, so she told me that day that she's dating someone, and then she even ended up sleeping with the guy. And I'm like, wow. So,
what's that piece of information for? Like, what are we supposed to do with this now? Okay, go ahead, real quick.
No, it's a confession. It's a confession.
Okay,
and I want your advice on this. But the thing is, I've learned a lot of things about her. I've learned how to even look beyond this physical attraction about women.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of things I've really gained from her.
What did you gain? Because I think whatever you gain has shut your brains out. What did you gain?
Yes. You see, that's why I'm making confessions. So that maybe perhaps you can... No. But sincerely speaking, I'll tell you, I don't think she has done anything to really shut my... Because she's in school, and then I know for the fact that there's going to be a lot of temptation.
Oh.
And, yeah. But the thing is, the fact that you have temptation doesn't mean you have to yield to it. But, you know, we are a human being.
Are we? Oh, okay.
Yes, we are a human being.
Are you also cheating on her? Hold on a second. Are you cheating on her?
No. But if you're saying cheating, I've flirted with people, but I don't think I've ever, you know, go to the extent of, you know,
flirt with people, but you're not sexual with them.
No, I've never really done that.
I want to go off on a break. I need to take in your story. Are you going to hang in there or call me back?
Okay.
Okay, what?
You just say I should call you back?
Yeah, you have to call me back because I need to go off on a break.
Okay, fine. I'll call you back.
Yeah. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria. If I wish the other caller would just call in real quick. The last caller, I think the last caller has forgiven his girlfriend who cheated on him. I want to believe that you have. You sound like I don't know what you want to hear from me, but I also think I haven't heard everything you want to say. So let's see if that's the guy. We have 1 minute. Just give me all the gist inside your belly. Hello, are you the guy?
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, afternoon. Oh, you're not the guy.
Yeah, I have a confession, and then I also want to address what the guy said.
Okay, you can only address what the guy said because it's 2 p.m. and confessions is done for today. We'll continue tomorrow, next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if the guy who's forgiving the girlfriend, I think it's good. So one, what's evident is that you're not hurt by the fact that she cheated on you. And okay, I would say okay. I'm not going to say... leave. No, I think you can manage it. Look, life is, I think that the things that happen to you in life largely is understanding it, knowing how to manage it. The moment you know how to manage it, right, then okay, I'm not going to say up and out. But then again, on one hand, I'm hoping that she doesn't get to disrespect your forgiveness. Even you know, we're not even sure, because one must ask, is that the guy? Oh, but no, I don't have time because it's 2 p.m. and I have to. Sincere apologies, but I know you love it every Thursday, every day actually, here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. We're done with confessions, and it will be back next week Thursday. It was fun. I'll talk about the guy when we come return. Von is in the studio. Headlines up next on Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.